Sister Burnett RNC, the largest marginalized group in the world is the unborn. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 26, 2020. Sister Deirdre Byrne from the Little Workers of the Sacred Heart spoke at the Republican National Convention, RNC, on Wednesday where she declared that the largest marginalized group in the world is the unborn. While we tend to think of the marginalized as living beyond our borders, the truth is, the largest marginalized group in the world can be found here in the United States. They are the unborn, said Sister Byrne at the RNC on Wednesday evening. As Christians, we first met Jesus as a stirring embryo in the womb of an unwed mother and saw him born 9 months later in the poverty of the cave, she added. Sister Byrne went on to explain that, like so many pro-life people today, Jesus, too, had stood up for what was just, which was not considered politically correct or fashionable. It's no coincidence that Jesus stood up for what was just and was ultimately crucified because what he said wasn't politically correct or fashionable, said Sister Byrne. As followers of Christ, we are called to stand up for life against the politically correct or fashionable of today. We must fight against a legislative agenda that supports and even celebrates destroying life in the womb, she said. Keep in mind the laws we create define how we see our humanity. And we must ask ourselves, what are we saying when we go into a womb and snuff out an innocent, powerless, voiceless life? Sister Byrne added that, as a physician, she can say without hesitation that life begins at conception. While what I have to say may be difficult for some to hear, I'm saying it because I'm not just pro-life, I'm pro-eternal life. And I want all of us to end up in heaven together someday, said Sister Byrne. Donald Trump is the most pro-life president that this nation has ever had. Defending life at all stages, Sister Byrne went on to declare. His belief in the sanctity of life transcends politics. President Trump will stand up against Biden and Harris, who are the most anti-life presidential ticket ever, even supporting the horrors of late-term abortion and infanticide, she added. Because of his courage and conviction, President Trump has earned the support of America's pro-life community, concluded Sister Byrne as she took out her rosary. Thank you, Mr. President, we are all praying for you. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.